So we're learning today Daf Ches, and we're starting from four lines from the bottom on Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Av Ada Ba Ahava. We learned in the Mishnah, Machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim, when they evaluate the person to give Erechim, let's say he mechayev himself an Erechim, 50 Shkolim, and they evaluated him, and he only has 5 Shkolim to his name. So according to Rav Meir, you only have to give one. It's either one or 50, there's no in between. Chachamim say, you have to give whatever you have to give 5. Now we know in the Mishnah also that if you don't give the amount you're supposed to give, you're not Yotzer. And then when you get rich, you have to pay up the rest. Those are two Akdamas for Sidi Gemara. He had 5 Salam. He said twice Erech Yelai, and he is between 20 and 60, and he really has to get 50. So he says Erech Yelai twice. He owes 2 Erechim now. And what he did was, V'nosin Arba'a L'Shniyah, he went first to the Kohen to evaluate him on the second Erechim, and he gave 4 to the second erechin, ve'echel rishayna, 1 for the first erechin. Yotza yedei shteim, yotza both his dinim. Even for the rabbanon, my time. What's the reason? Ba'choy mu'ucha shekodem v'gav ma'shegav v'gava. The halacha is even if you have 2 ba'alei choyv, so the first ba'alei choyv, the guy who lent the money first, really gets first dibs at the money. But the second guy goes and he gets paid up, so he doesn't give it back. Even though the other guy was Meshubad first, but if he collected, it works. So here, he gave 4 for the second Erechin. He was Yaitzah. Why? Because when the guy with the second Erechin is really worth nothing. Because he only had 5 to his name, and he really owed it for the first one. So really, it's worth nothing. So if he gave 4, he gave what he had to give. So he's Yaitzah. And the second one, and when he gives for the first Erechin, the one, he's also Yotzer, because the Maisa at that time when he's given the first Erechin, he's not worth any money anymore because he already gave 4 to the second one, and that works. The Gemara explains it inside. But isn't the Yav L'Shniya, Meshav L'Rishayna, when he gave the second one, even though he only gave 4, he didn't give 5, he's Yotzer, you know why? Because he's really Meshubah to the Rishayna, the whole 5, therefore he was Yotzer with 4. He didn't have to give 5 because it was Meshubah to Rishayna. And in the Yav L'Rishayna, when he gave the 1 to the Rishayna, Sue Leslie has no other money left. Therefore, he was Yotza, his din, Erechin.
He did something wrong by giving to the second one when
he was taking the first one. Yeah, he did something wrong because he was supposed to give the second one. Right?
Technically, it's the same Bachay.
Right, but it's a Chay first. The Erechin is first. No, because the Nedda happened first.
Right?
You're right, but the Nedda happened first. Very good point. But it's still the Nedda happened first. That goes first. But let's say he did a difference. Nosan Arba'al Rishayna, he gave 4 for the first one, Va'achas Shniya, and gave 1 to the second one. So here, he day Shniya Yatza, because by the second one, everything was Meshubit. But he day Rishayna Lo Yatza, it wasn't the Yatza Rishayna. Why? Only gave 4. At that time, he had 5. He should have gave 5. And since he's not Yatza, when he gets rich, he has to give a whole 50. He has to finish up. He has to give 50 or he has to give 46. Whatever, he has to give 46. He has to be Mashlimit. Because he was not Yotze.
If he's Meshubad, he tackled the whole 5, so the first guy, even in the first case, when he gave 4 and 1, Maizei gave 4 of what he, those 4 belong
right, to. Right, so that's why the Gemara wrote down the halacha, that Ba'achoy Ma'ucha, Shagadam V'gava, Ma'ashagav V'gava, that it does work. You know the other guy's first, but it works, the payment works. So even though he shouldn't have, but
what? Why didn't you say that in the second case?
The second case, with B'shas, when he gave the first one, he didn't give enough. He still had all 5 then. At that time he had 5, and it's not much over to the second chayv because his first chayv is first. So yatzah, there's shenah lo yatzah, kulam shabadim shenah. Everything was over to the reason. He should have gave 5, only gave 1, only gave 4, and he's not yatzah.
He has to go take the money back
now, or he has to wait? No. Because when he gets rich, he still owes the money. If you yatzah now, then you're done, like the Mishnah says. But here, not. Bayev adaba ahava. Hoyu b'yodeh chamish shlam. Someone only has 5 shlam. V'omar. He says, "Is 2 erechim? I want 2 erechim to be." One, he said at one time, "Shnei erechilai." So now, what's the lachin? Given vasachas nadar, he hodu tafsin when he adali tafsin. They happened the same exact time. So then you have tarti pagalai. Tarti pagalai. He only has 5. So he gives 2.5 to this one, 2.5 to this one, because both at the same time. Each one you chayev 5 to, and therefore one of them you're not yoytze. Teiku. The question is, make 2 erechin at one time, are you yoytze with 2.5 or not? On the one hand, you could look at it that he's worth 5, and for each erechin he's worth 5. On the other hand, you'll say that it's 2.5 to each one, and you know, and that's that, and he creates between after each one. Allah is teiku. That's Allah. We're not sure.
How do you do it at the same time?
What he said? I said shnei erchei elai. So he said shnei erchei elai. That's what he said. Okay, over two dots over here. Ein be'erchin pachos mesela lo yesed. And the Mishnah said, ein be'erchin pachos mesela lo yasa asela. That then the Mishnah is repeated over the cloud. There's no such thing as erchin less than a sela. There's no such thing as erchin more than a sela, more than 50 sela. We already repeated. We already said this cloud beginning. Why is repeating this cloud? So the Gemara Hasulamuli, Hakamashlon is teaching us. Pachos misela hu deleka. Yes, I'll sell ikka. That dafka pachos misela is not, but more than a sela, the isha thing is more than a sela. Yes, I'll chamishim leka. Pachos misela ikka. It is less than 50. Vestomach rabban. It's a stam like the rabban, not like a meir. We learned the Mishnah, Rafira Meir, that if you don't have the full amount, I give one sela. Because either one sela or 50, there's no in between. Rabbanan say you give whatever hasaga siyad, whatever you can afford. So this is a riot, this, the end of the Mishnah, the storm of the Mishnah is a riot to the Rabbanon. Because it says it again, saying, there's no such thing as less than a Sela and more than 50, but in between you could have. How is that possible? If that's how much you could afford. So it's a storm of the Rabbanon. The end of the Mishnah is stam like the Rabbanon and not like Ramea. It's nothing about a new Mishnah, has nothing to do with Erechon. The next few Mishnahs have nothing to do with Erechon. So, I'll give a little Akdama, a very quick Akdama. In the time of the Torah was given, time of the Gemara, it changed. The time later on in the Gemara, they changed this and made a cloud the way we do Nida these days. But Min HaTorah, the way Nida works is that if the Isha becomes a Nida, she is Tamei 7 days, no matter what. If she sees Dam for 1 day, or she's for 5 days, it's always 7 days. After 7 days of seeing Dam, she goes to the Mikvah and she's Tar. Finished. That's it. Very simple. She can see 5 days. I say normally Isha sees 5 days. She's 5 days, waits 2 more days. Makes half tire and goes to the mikvah. That's it. No shivnikim. No shivnikim. After the 7 days nida, there's 11 days of yimei ziva. 11 days of yimei ziva is that if you see in those 11 days, so you see 1 day shemer shem keneged yom. It means you have to see, look the next day, you have to check the next day. If you don't see, you tar. 2 days also, check the next day shemer yom. If you see 3 days, you become a zava gedayla. She becomes a zava, and she needs shivnikim. So if she sees, if she sees 3 days in those 11 days. Then, no, not after 7 days. It's in those 11 days. We're talking about in the 11 days. In the 11 days, you see 3 days in a row, she becomes Zavag Deel. Now, the only way to purify herself is to Shiva Nakim and go to Mikvah again. What? 3 days in a row.
3 days in a row. What 11 days?
After the 7 days, the next 11 days are the days that are Yemei Ziva days. And those days, she becomes Zav. That's how it was. It was 7 and 11. And then after 11 days, so even let's say usually Isha sees Dam every 30 days, so she then whenever she sees Dam next, it'll be 7 days. So a normal Isha in those days was only Tamei for 7 days. Like these days could be like at least 12 days, and whatever, at least 12 days, forget about the 5 days waiting, at least 12 days because it usually takes 5 days to clear off, and then she has 7 days for Nakim. In those days, only 7 days. Maybe it didn't have too long to clear off. So it took 6 days, always just 7 days, that's all it was. And if she was normal, every 30 days she saw 7 days. She saw, so she only told me 7 days. In the 11 days after, she's Zavag Deila. These days, we are makbid that everyone's a Zavag Deila, so therefore, every time she sees, we're worried that maybe she's a Zavag Deila, and therefore, we wait Shivan Akim every time. So, the Gemara's are talking about, now we don't want the Isha, in those days, it's much easier if you're not mixed up. So, you want to make sure, when you saw Dam now, do you see in the main Nido or your main Ziva? So, that's where mistakes happen. And that's what the Mishnah and the Gemara is going to explain when we talk about this. Ein Pesach b'toya pachos meshiva. If this is some, anyone who makes a mistake, you need at least seven days to clear up. Well, yes, shiva asa, and but not more than 17 days to clear up the mistake to be clear. And the Gemara is explaining every single oifen how you have seven, how you have 17. But I'm going to explain it when we see the Gemara. It's not so hard, but it's saying to clear up a mistake, to get like clear from the mistake, you need 7 days of not seeing, or you need 17 days of not seeing. You always need at least seven, and you never have more than 17. So, for example, if you see three times down, you're not sure when it was, wait 17 days, and then you're good. Then you can start it over now. Now you're starting back to regular, next time you see, it'll be a regular 7-11. That's how it'll be.
17 days of no seeing at all.
No seeing at all. Well, no, I'm always explaining exactly when do you need 17, when you need 16, when you need 15, when you need 14, when is 7 enough. Let's see. Tanah Rabbanan. Toya Sha'amra Yom Echad Tamer Reisi. A lady comes in, she says, you know where she's holding, she's not sure if she's in Meinida or in Meziva, and she saw one day down. Piska Shavasa, you need 17 days to clear up. Why? Because we're not sure when that one day was. If that one day was a start of the Meinida, so then all she needs to clear up is 6 more days. That's all she needs. But if that day was the last day of, was a day in Meziva, so then you would need 17 days to be clear, to make sure you're not, the next Riyah will not be in your Meziva anymore. You need 17 days. Why? Because let's say this first Riyah was on day number one of her Nida. She's becoming a Nida, right? So in order for the next Riyah to be clear, you need another 17 days. Why? Because 7 plus 11 is 18. 7 plus 11 is 18. So if this is the beginning of her Nida, so then she needs 6 more days to become Tameh, and then 11 more days to clear her out of Meziva. And then we'll know that now she's starting with a clean slate. If this day that she saw was a Mili Meziva, so all she technically would need will be another 10 or 11 days, and then she'd be clear, but we don't know. So therefore, you need at least 17 days.
If she doesn't see for the next 3 days, she's not Ziva anyway.
She's not Ziva anyway, but we want to make sure the next Riyah won't be. We want to make sure that her Riyahs, let's say next time she's in 10 days, she's 5 days in a row. What is that? We still don't know. We don't know. We want to make sure now the next Riyah will be clear. The only way it can be clear is you have another 17 days. Because then we know you're out of your Meinida and Meziva and you're starting again. So if you see one day not sure, you at least need 17 days. Shnei Yamim Tami Reisi, Pitzka Shavas, you also need 17 days. Why? Because maybe one day was the last day of the Meziva, and the next day was the beginning of Meinida. So you need another 17 days to be clear out of Meinida. We're saying the worst case scenario. If 2 days would be both Meinida, you only need 16 more days, but we're not sure. Maybe one day was part of Meziva, and one day was part of Meinida. The luck is, if you see on the last...
What is the last one day was part of Meinida?
No, so the luck is, if you see the last day in Meziva, then the next day, and you see 2 days in a row, the next day can be Meinida, if it's the last day in Meziva. It's impossible to see Meinida. Impossible to see the seventh day of Meinida. It's impossible, because Meinida starts from number one. But there'll be another luck, which I'll speak it out when we'll get there soon. If you see 3 days in Meziva, then the only way to get pure is with Shivan Akiyim. If you see the fourth day, you can't start in Meinida then. Once you see 3 days in Meziva, she is a Zava Gedayla, and she needs Shivan Akiyim to purify herself. We'll see how that comes in a little later on. So Shnei Yom also needs 17 days, because one day it's 101. Shloish Yom Tarizi, show 3 days. Also, Tarizi, Pesach Shavas, she also needs 17 days to clear up. Why she needs 17 days to clear up? Again, because maybe 1 day is from, 2 days is from Yimei Ziva, and one is Yimei Nida, and then you know 17 days, altogether 18. What? If all three Yimei Ziva, then you need Shivan Akiyim, then you need Shivan Akiyim, and then technically you wouldn't need more than 8 more days, but you don't know. So you need 17 just in case. Arba'a Yom Tamrisa Pitzcha Shishasa. Here you only have to wait 16 days. Why? Because you have a Manav Shach. If 3 other days were part of Meziva, or you needed 7 more days. So it must be. What?
You don't have it.
What?
You don't have it. If it's 3 and then 1, you messed up your Shivan Akiyim.
No, you wait after 4. You wait no after 4. You wait Shivan Akiyim. So all you need is 7 more days after that. Altogether 11. Well, when we say 17, we mean after the Riyah anyway. So if you have 4, all you need is 7. But here, maybe it's 2 and 2. Maybe it's 2 from Meziva, and 2 from Meinida. So therefore, you need another 16. So here's the first time we broke it down. Now a little 16 you need. Because if 3 is Meziva, so then you need much less. 3 or 4. If once a 3 Meziva, then the fourth one comes part of Ziva, and you only need 7 more. So all you need is 7 more. That's all you need after the Rias. The only reason why you need 16 more is maybe it's 2 for Meziva and 2 for Meinida. So then 16 more. With 3 and 1, then it's, the 1 is nothing. It's really 4. Then it's all Meziva then. Because once you're a Zava, until you do Shem Nekim, still everybody is part of a Zava. So therefore, you only need seven more.
Even within the 11 days.
Right. Even going out of 11 days already. Oh, right. Even 11 days, yes.
Why do you need so many 16 days?
Because you need altogether 18 always to clear yourself out from neither. So here, so by Bar Yamim, so Bar Yamim Tarisa, Pisco, she's also 16. Chamisha Yamim Tam Risa, she says she's 5 days. So again, anytime it's three Meziva, you need much less. You have to. Because there's 2 and 3, so then all you need is 15. Chamisha Yom Tam Risa, Pesach Chamisha, so we need 15 more days. Shisha Yom Tam Risa, Risi, so 6 days. Pesach Arba, so it's 14 days. Why? Because 2 and 4, and then 4 plus 4, 14 is 18. Shiva Yom Tam Risi, so 7 days. Pesach Shoshah, so only 13. Why? Because if it'd be more than 3 days, Meziva, she will only need 7. But so it's 2 Yimei Ziva, and then 5 Yimei Nida, and all we need is 13 more days, and then you clear out of a clean slate. Shemayna Yom Tam Risa, Pisco Shtema says 12 clean days afterwards. Again, because 2 and 6, and 6 plus 12 is 18. Tish Yom Tam Risa, Pisco Akhrasar is 11, because again, 2 and 7, then 7 and 11 is 18. Asar Yom Tam Risa, Pisco Asaro, we're down to 10. Akhrasar Pisco is Tisha. 11, then you need 9 more days, because 2, and then 9. So then we need 9 more days.
Then how does that work? She's going to be...
So we have 2 days of Meziva then. So let's say it's 2 days from the old Meziva. 7 days Nida. 7 days Nida. This is the it's 9. We'll start with the 9. But then 11, yeah, and 2 more days in Meziva. Right. And 11, also 2 more days in Meziva. It's still good. 9 more days is good. Now, next case will be a case like you said. Shnei Masar Pisco Shmaina. If it's 12, so then it's Pisco Shmaina. So how does that work? The way it works is that you have 2 days maybe from last Meziva, you have 7 days Meinida, then you have another 3 days Meziva, which is Zava Gedayla, she is Shiva Nekim, but still she needs one more day. She still needs one more day, because we're not sure on that day if she sees, is that part of the 11 days of Meziva, or that's a starting of Meinida. Therefore, you need another day, you need altogether 8 days. Technically, you would tell me is that 12, the worst case scenario is there's 2 Yimei Ziva, then you start Yimei Nida, you have 7, it's altogether 9. Then you have another 3, which is altogether 12, so now she's a Zava Gdela, do Shiva Nekim, and good, Gevaldik. No, the problem is, because the last day of the 11 days, if she sees that day, we're not sure if that's the start of Yimei Nida, or it's still part of Yimei Ziva, and it's a Shemar Ziyam Kenegad Yom. Yeah, because, keep a casual over here, 2 from Yimei Ziva, then you have 7. Then you have 3. So now she's Zava Gdaila. You waited Shiva Nekim. You altogether only took her 10 days of the Meziva. You have one more day of the Meziva. And she sees on that day, she's not starting her new Nida. She's a Shemaras Yoyim. She's a Shemaras Yoyim. So we're not sure. I think we needed 8 days to be cleared out. So Shnei Masa Pischa Shmaina. Shloisha Asa Pischa Shiva. This is the smallest amount of 7. If it's 13 days you saw, so Pischa Shiva, because it's 2, then 7 is 9, and then another 4. And then another 7 is enough. Is it out of 11? Yeah, 11 is out of it. The Shiva Nekim. So that's what the Mishnah said. Ain more than 17, and not less than 7. She Pesach Mataya Pachas Shiva, lo Yeser Al Shiva Asa. Not more than 17. Omalei Rav Ada Bar Hava L'Rava. Omalei Rav Ada Bar Hava L'Rava. Why do you need so much? This is we already answered this question, but he didn't stand right away. He says, "What do you need so much? Timni Shiva Tishri. Do Shiva Nekim and you have Shomuta, no matter what. If you're a Nida or you're a Zava, you have Shomuta. Omalei L'Skuni L'Yedei Nida Pischa Kaminin. I'm trying to make her a clean slate. I don't want to be mixed up." The Nida Pesach coming out. I don't mix up the Nida and the Pesach. I don't make mix up the Meziva and the Nida. I don't mix those up. So therefore, I am telling her to wait 17 days. That's wait 17 days, then you're good to go.